Thank you. I was really pleased that dementia and sensory loss were on the agenda for this conference, because it's something that really isn't talked about that much. Neither is the whole complex needs agenda, for example, learning disabilities. And it is something that is in the action plan, and we really have to look at it and get a grasp of it. And it's talked about it a bit earlier on by, sorry, I can't remember the young woman that was here. Often it's because of a lack of knowledge that we don't take things forward. So anyway, about 3 weeks ago, I started, I'll get my presentation done, and I'll have my snappy slides and all sorts. And then I got myself into a right old rabbit hole of information. And I had so much stuff, and I thought, geez, what am I going to do? So anyway, I decided I'm not going to do a presentation behind me. And that's really quite scary, because if you have a presentation behind you, people look at that and they don't look at you. So I'm a little bit frightened about that, but that's okay. And also, PowerPoints, we know, aren't accessible to people with a sight loss, unless you explain every single bit of it. So I thought, well, that's a bit of a kind of brownie point for that bit, but really, I've just got too much information. So what I'm going to try to do today is just give you a little bit of the background and the figures about dementia, about sight loss, about dementia and sight loss, and also a few figures on hearing loss as well. Because again, this was supposed to encompass both, but you can't possibly do that in 20 minutes. And there is a conference coming up, Action Hearing Loss Conference, on the 20th of November, I think. I'll double check that in a minute, which is specifically about dementia and hearing loss. So there's other opportunities. Okay, so we all know that sight loss is a significant issue for older people in Wales. We also know that these figures are growing. We also know, because it is in the media a lot, that dementia is a significant issue. So one in six people over the age of 80 have got dementia, and that's approximately 42,000 people in Wales. We also know across the UK about 250,000 people have got both sight loss and dementia. And we also know, and it's been mentioned earlier today, that when you're aged over 75, you're very likely to have three or more other long-term health conditions. We also know that sight loss is all. We also know that sight loss is often undetected in older people, and undetected in people with dementia. And part of the reason for that is diagnostic overshadowing. If you're presenting with other health conditions that may seem to be more urgent at the time, or seem to be the primary condition, often attributes which may be sight loss will be attributed to that sight condition. So what have we got? So we've got sight loss, we've got dementia, we've got numerous health conditions, we've got undiagnosed sight loss, we've got diagnostic overshadowing, and we've got high incidence of hearing loss. And Luke mentioned this earlier on, but to me it was the perfect storm. You know, if you put all that together, how can we provide good services to people with dementia and sight loss? So I thought I'd say a little bit about dementia. How does it affect people? You know, we know a lot of this because we've got family members, it's on the media, there's a lot about dementia. It affects how people feel, how they act, and how they function. And the symptoms will often include gradual loss of memory, gradual loss of communication skills, and a decline in the ability to think and reason clearly. Then it's a double whammy if you add on to that the sight loss element. So with sight loss and dementia, more confusion and disorientation, loss of independence and isolation, difficulties learning to use new equipment, misperceptions and misidentification of people, objects, activities, anxiety for that person, for their carers and their family, and also an increased risk of falls. And again, we know a lot of this information. So a person with dementia is 8 times more likely to fall than someone without the disease. And you add to that that someone with sight loss is 2 times more likely to fall. You know, it's a very precarious situation if you don't have a good diagnosis. Okay, and I think also what's quite important to know is that dementia itself is not a thing. It's actually the name for a number of diseases. There are 100 different types of dementia, and they all have a different impact. So the 4 most common But we'll have heard of, you know, a couple of them. Alzheimer's disease, that's the most common form of dementia. Vascular dementia. Dementia with Lewy bodies. And stroke-related dementia. And each of these is a different disease. And therefore has a different impact. So if we're working with, we're treating, we're talking to someone with dementia, you actually need to know what kind of dementia they've got, because then you have much more idea of what their condition may entail. Excuse me. So just, you know, two examples of that. So Alzheimer's, it's a building of faulty proteins in and around the brain cells, and particularly the cells that help form memories. So you often see short-term memory loss at the beginning of that condition. Vascular dementia is to do with the narrowing of the veins and the arteries and less blood flow going. So very different conditions, and we need to remember that when we're treating people. I didn't time this, so I'm going to rush on. I don't know how I'm doing.
You're doing very well.
I'm doing okay, thank you. Okay, and then something else is that we've got mixed dementia, and this is quite shocking, is that up to 45% of people with dementia will have more than one type of dementia, particularly as they age. So, you know, it all sounds like really bad news, and it is bad news unless we, as professionals, as carers, as family members, actually try and understand this and to understand, particularly in our profession, the link with sight loss. So, just moving on to what we can do about this. So first of all, we've got to support and we've got to promote access to eye health care. We talked earlier on the stats. I think it was Luke that said that 50% of people with glaucoma are undiagnosed living in the community. We know that. We know lots of people are not having sight tests. So, support accessible eye health care. So part of that is adopting sight loss principles about easily accessible information, environments, but also dementia-friendly principles as well, to stop that confusion or reduce that confusion and to educate people. The next thing is just like seems so obvious, but we know this doesn't happen, particularly in care homes, in hospital wards. The three C's: wear current, correct, and clean glasses that are comfortable for people. And there's tips on this. There's not so much information out there. If you're in a care home, well, maybe you have, you know, labels on your short and long distance glasses. Maybe you have a different style of glasses for whatever that is. But that is just such a simple thing to help people. Next thing, obviously, is vision rehabilitation. You know, we talked about it earlier on. You know, a functional vision assessment, independent living training, mobility. You know, really important to help someone to negotiate their environment. Low vision assessments. We've already got a fantastic service in Wales. So people need to be able to access and go to these services. There's also, because a lot of people with dementia and sight loss will be in care homes, and we also know that up to 50% of people that live in care homes will have sight loss, is making sure we drive forward that assessment in care homes. And making sure that the care plans are around that person's needs, which will or may often, because of age-related sight loss, be within that care plan. We also need to do the obvious things, like adapt the physical environment. So you might have heard about this for years, colour and tonal contrasting. You know, it's obvious. You know, you go into a toilet and you've got a lovely white tile to show how hygienic and clean it is, with the white toilet bowl and the white toilet seat and the white walls in the back. If you've got sight loss, how do you negotiate that environment? Good lighting, eliminating shadows. Don't have shiny stainless steel or chrome because of that glare. Get rid of the clutter, visual clutter. Get rid of the clutter, you don't need it. There's also equipment and gadgets that people can use in their own homes. Things like talking clocks and watches, remote controls and big button phones, but also technology. There's a lot of work that's been done around people with sight loss and technology, but also a lot of work being done about dementia and technology as well. So really, that is a really quick overview, because I can't do everything in 20 minutes, but I'm just going to signpost you to a few websites. And that's Alzheimer's UK, fantastic information on there. NICE, the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, has got our fantastic sections on dementia there. Vision UK, Dementia and Sight Loss Information Group, they have got a lot of FAQs, a lot of information, dementia and cataracts, dementia and falls, all sorts of things. RNIB itself has got a practice and development team in Scotland, which are experts in dementia and complex needs. And really, I just wanted to finish by saying, in the end, this is all about people. You know, it's all about getting it right for the people that come in front of us. So I would encourage you, look at the internet, find these bits of information, because we can all incorporate that into what we do every day. Thank you very much.